Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Kimberly Atkins. This week, we remember filmmaker John Singleton, who died Monday at the age of 51 after complications from a stroke. Singleton's movies and television gave voice to the Black American experience like few, if none, had done before. He became the youngest director and the first Black person nominated by the Academy Awards for Best Director for his seminal 1991 film, Boys in the Hood.
Turned on the TV this morning. Had to on about living in a violent world. Showed all these foreign places foreigners living on. Started thinking, man, either they don't know, don't show, or don't care about what's going on in the hood.
Ariel Gray is a producer with The Artery, WBUR's arts and culture team. She writes in a recent column, John Singleton knew, he showed, and he cared. And she joins us now. Ariel, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me, Kimberly.
So I remember seeing Boys in the Hood in a packed theater when it first came out in 1991 and remembering how the genuineness of his storytelling came through in that film. What are your earliest memories of John Singleton and that film?
So, funny story. I was actually born in 91 when Boys in the Hood came out. And I was born to a young Black mother. And so I grew up watching and consuming a lot of the things that she did. And John Singleton's many films were some of those things that I've kind of got from her. So I kind of was watching what she was watching, and my earliest memory is of her being in the living room and Boys in the Hood playing on the television. And she kind of ushered me out of the room with a sense of urgency. And at that time, I didn't understand why. But now as I got older, I realized that it was a very poignant death scene that she didn't want me to see. A death scene now that we still talk about in our culture. And it was one of those films that just became this, I don't know, ubiquitous thing in Black culture. Like, if you hadn't seen Boys in the Hood, then what were you doing?
Yeah. And that scene, it was one of the teens was shot and killed, and his brother very dramatically brought him home. What do you think it is about Singleton's work that is so compelling, that makes it so different?
I think the thing that was so interesting specifically about Boys in the Hood is that he portrays this neighborhood as kind of being the quintessential American experience. These kids have their parents. They have relationships with each other. They're building friendships. They're involved in their community. And so I think adding that nuance to a place that's usually only portrayed as violent or as ridden with, you know, gang involvement, really showed a different side of the Black experience. It was more than just the trauma and the pain that Black people face. He showed us in all of our happiness and all of our growth and also in all of our intelligence. And I think we can really crystallize that essence of his filmmaking in the character of Doughboy, who was played by Ice Cube. And he's kind of portrayed as like this gangster, right? Like, he's riding around the car with his friends. He's calling women a B-word every other sentence. But at his core, Doughboy is actually very intelligent and very perceptive, and he can see all of these things that are happening in his hood. And actually, that first quote that you guys played was him, and that's kind of one of the quotes that ends that film. And I think he was actually probably one of the most compelling characters in Boys in the Hood, precisely because he was such a nuanced character.
And we're talking about Boys in the Hood, but that was John Singleton's first major work, but it certainly wasn't his last. Talk about how his work has changed and how it's affected you.
I can't even. I mean, my childhood was riddled with Singleton's films. And I think you can really see the difference in his filmmaking, specifically when it comes to the portrayal of Black women, when you look at Boys in the Hood, Poetic Justice, and also Baby Boy. And so he was actually critiqued for his portrayal of Black women and motherhood, specifically in Boys in the Hood. Black mothers were kind of portrayed as being incompetent of raising Black men. And he got some backlash on that. And so with Poetic Justice, and he casted Janet Jackson in that now... and I guess her seminal role, really. Role really kind of kicked off her career as an actress. But she is smart. She's fiery. She's a poet. And actually, the poems that she reads in that movie were written by Maya Angelou. So he offered us a different glimpse into Black womanhood. And he took that criticism and then he adjusted his filmmaking accordingly.
And how do you see the influence in more modern pieces, more modern works he's worked on? He's worked on everything from Too Fast, Too Furious to Empire.
Right. I think it's always so hard to concretely track influence, right? I think he has definitely influenced a wide swath of not just filmmakers, but I think Black creatives in general. He really created a blueprint for other Black filmmakers to follow. As far as using their work to both critique Hollywood while providing us with an in-depth look into the Black experience. And to this day, people still reference his movie. We still have Black girls dressing up as Justice from Poetic Justice every single year. I think that movie single-handedly brought back the box braids.
Yes,
so,
it did.
So that in itself is just a testament to the long-lasting cultural impacts that his work had on our community.
Before we end, I want to play a clip from John Singleton's final interview, which he gave to The Hollywood Reporter last month. Let's listen.
So I'm like that to the executives. Like, you're not going to tell me what my story is. I don't feel there's a lot of people of color in the business that feel comfortable saying it's going to be like this. I don't care what the hell you say. I started when I was 22 years old. So it's like, what the hell can you tell me? It's like, you know, like you said that this wasn't going to work and it worked. And then you said this stuff was going to work and it all worked.
And it's worked. It has worked. I think we can say that he was right. Ariel, how do you want to see the next generation of filmmakers carry on Singleton's legacy into the future?
Yeah, it's funny that you guys just played that quote in a lecture that he gave in 2014. He actually, mirrored what he just said. He said, they ain't letting the Black people tell the stories, which is very true. I think a lot of us in the Black community feel like we don't actually see ourselves portrayed truthfully on screen. And so I see his legacy really being carried out in all of these amazing Black filmmakers who are using their talent to add color to our lives, because so often we're rendered in black and white. And that's what he really tried to avoid doing with his films. We see Jordan Peele creating Black horror, Barry Jenkins portraying, Black queer identity in Moonlight, Ava DuVernay really combining film with activism. And I really think it started all with Singleton's work.
That's Ariel Gray, a producer with The Artery, WBUR's arts and culture team. Ariel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.